You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds, but first, it's the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
You may have loved acting in school plays and musicals and know what a challenge it was to fit in rehearsals with regular schoolwork. Well, Noah Saunders is a senior at South Burlington High School, and along with regular schoolwork, she's not only busy filling out many applications for colleges, she also created something that takes up a fair amount of her time as well. 5 years ago, Noah founded Spotted Pup Productions, a local production company with a mission to create opportunities for young artists, produce high-quality shows, and build connections with the community. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
So 5 years ago, tell us why you took on this ambitious work of creating your own production company.
The reason it started was I kept complaining because there were no roles for 13 and 14-year-olds in the community. I was in that awkward stage. So I was talking to my voice teacher, Bill Reed, and then one of my mentors, John Canning, and they said that if I want to be successful in this business, I need to create my own opportunities. So I decided to start a production company, and my parents were on board. They said that they would help me with whatever I needed. Nate Bennett came on board. He music directed, and then I got Kirsten Anderson, who's actually playing Maria in The Sound of Music Broadway National Tour right now, and she signed on to direct, and we put on You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and it all came together.
You mentioned You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and I know you've done Into the Woods was a recent one, too. How do you go about getting the rights and, you know, jumping all over those hurdles and things for putting on a performance?
Every licensing house has a website, so you can get the rights through there. So with Into the Woods, it was through MTI, and then You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown was Tams Whitmark.
Are there any shows that weren't just a click away from garnering the rights for Spotted Pup to put them on?
Dr. Horrible was actually the one show that we had to do an alternate route to get the rights because they don't actually have the rights available for that show. So the boy we wanted to play Dr. Horrible, his dad is a screenwriter in Hollywood, and he has the same agent as Joss Whedon, who wrote Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog.
So for listeners who aren't ardent fans, Joss Whedon is a writer who probably is best known for TV shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly and Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Blog.
So we sent an email through my friend's dad, and it got to Joss Whedon, and he said, sure, go ahead. So we got special permission from Joss Whedon, which was so cool, and I did not think that would ever happen.
Were you guys the first company to put on that performance?
I'm pretty positive we were the first Vermont production company to put it on.
Keeping up with schoolwork and maybe applying to colleges and things like that. What are some challenges of running a production company and being a full-time student?
The biggest challenge for me is balancing school and Spotted Pup, just because I want to put all my time into both. But I've had a pretty good balance. I feel like I've been able to do everything that I need to. Like, I've applied to college this year. I still do all my schoolwork and everything. My parents have been very supportive and very helpful with all of that. And then some of the challenges with Spotted Pup is just trying to schedule 10 teenagers and just managing all of our lives to get us to be able to be in one room for 2 hours at a time to rehearse. So there's been a lot of challenges, but it's been so rewarding. Like, I'm so grateful for all the support I've received from everybody.
And you mentioned Bill Reed Performance Studio is a studio in South Burlington that really encourages and nurtures young singers and actors. One of the actors who's now Maria on Broadway and Sound of Music. Are there some other success stories that, you know, actors that started out at Spotted Pup or at Bill Reed that that went on to Broadway and big things?
Oh, yeah. Bill Reed has had many, many students who have gone on to Broadway. And then, yeah, Kirsten is just like a special Spotted Pup person who's gone on, which is amazing. I got to see her in the production in L.A., and she was wonderful. Our other graduates, one of them is at film school now in California. Another is at Emerson College. One of them is actually at Harvard this year. So we have some very incredible alumni.
And you mentioned you're applying to colleges.
Yes.
Do you plan to continue with performance, with theater?
Oh, definitely. That's probably going to be my main focus of study. I really want to continue learning about producing and directing and just everything in the business. I hope to continue after college as well.
Mm. And what's in the works next for the company? I know you just wrapped Into the Woods, but what can we look forward to seeing soon?
We have our Class of 2016 showcase coming up in May towards the end of the month. So we'll have about 15 graduating seniors performing in that.
If you go out of state, what does that mean for the future of Spotted Pup Productions?
I'm going to take it to college with me and hopefully keep producing there and just keep it running. But definitely, if I can't keep doing it during college, it's going to come back after college.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out and letting us know more about Spotted Pup Productions.
Thank you for having me.
That's Noah Saunders, founder of Spotted Pup Productions in South Burlington. Past performances from Spotted Pup have all sold out and raised more than $5,000 for local nonprofit organizations. Find out more at vpr.net.